call to order this regular meeting of the New Britain Common Council of February 24, 2016. The time is 8:02 p.m. Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderpersons Giantonio. Smedley.
Present.
Carlozzi.
Here.
Black.
Present.
Collins.
Here.
Davis.
Here.
Hargraves.
Here.
Naples.
Here.
Pabon. Polkowski.
Present.
Rosado.
Here.
Salvio.
Here.
Sanchez.
Here.
Sanders.
Present.
Salerno.
Here.
13 present, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. If we could just let the record reflect that Alderman Giantonio is at a work function this evening, and Alderman Pabon is still working out of the Southern office in Puerto Rico. We are all very jealous, and we wish that we were there with you, Willie, if you're watching. Whatever. Can we all please rise for the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance?
Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, while many observe the Lenten season by sacrificing something of importance, give us the will not to succumb to our vice. From your Spirit, guide us through our faults and weaknesses. Help us become less selfish. Give us the love, compassion, and commitment for the less fortunate in our community as we attempt to do your will and better the lives of others. We ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance led by Chairwoman Morocco.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thanks, Mary. Sorry. It's always a crapshoot. Like, who am I going to call? It's the only fun I usually get to have. I have a few requests for points of personal privilege this evening, starting with Alderman Polkowski.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good evening, council members. Good evening, audience. Good evening, viewers on Nutmeg TV. As you may have heard, our council has and will continue to be as transparent as possible. This is why I wanted to take the opportunity to let everyone know about a meeting that took place last Wednesday at Lincoln Elementary School. As you may have read in the papers by now, the city of New Britain has an opportunity to sell mineral rights and then build a reservoir in the void that is left behind. This proposal is a very long-term plan of 40 years and affects a parcel of land that is behind the Tilcon property in Plainville. The parcel abuts neighborhoods of Hickory Hill, Westwood Drive, and also streets of Colt and May. These neighborhoods are currently experiencing daily shakings from explosions that are being used during Tilcon's mining process. The mining operation is currently located about 300 to 400 feet away from homes. Tilcon has mentioned that they have approximately 30 more years remaining at the Plainville site, so they are here for the long haul. Sorry, lost my spot.
That's okay.
They approached us about seeking a feasibility study to move their mining operations to our parcel. They propose to also create a permanent 1,000-foot buffer zone where no future mining can occur, and move all mining operations to approximately 3,000 feet away from any home in New Britain. This buffer would triple the current distance at which they are currently mining today, and would also minimize daily shaking that the residents are feeling. Tilcon would take an existing land that is currently zoned as heavy industrial and restore it to Class 1 and Class 2 watershed. This change in land classification would increase the amount of land of watershed by 133 acres. Along with the increase in watershed land, Tilcon would donate 95 acres of open space that would also remain undevelopable. This undevelopable land would be directly behind these same neighborhoods that are experiencing shaking in their homes and would be part of the buffer zone that would be created for future opportunities that would also be able to create nature trails around the proposed reservoir and even possibilities of linking to the Metacomet Trail. The new reservoir would have approximately 3 times the capacity of Shuttle Meadow Reservoir, and the reservoir would increase daily output by hundreds of thousands of gallons of water per day. In this day and age, you never hear of municipalities or water enterprises building new reservoirs. The only thing you hear in the news media are water shortages, water schedules, and water restrictions. Certain parts of the United States have been plagued with drought conditions for years. Please don't think New Britain is immune to these conditions, because currently the city of New Britain is in a drought, a stage one drought of 5. Luckily, stage one is only the warning level, with no mandated water restrictions or water conservation. And with the rain tonight, hopefully we should be out of that drought response plan. This plan highlights the city's long-term vision for sustainability by not relying on shared water sources, such as the Neepog Reservoir in Burlington that we currently share with the MDC. It is our responsibility to have the same foresight that our founding fathers had in the mid-1800s when Shuttle Meadow Reservoir was created. When Frederick T. Stanley presented a preliminary report on the practicability of this reservoir on April 13, 1857, I'm sure he had many naysayers, but gained support and proceeded to build the city's first reservoir. This act started the great reservoir system we have today. Additional key components that were added in the next few years were of such as the construction of the Woolkit Reservoir in 1904, the Wigville Reservoir in 1908, the acquisition of Hart's Pond in 1960, and our last addition of Wassel Reservoir in 1966. The water system was created over 150 years ago, and I, for one, am eternally grateful for their hard work and desire to bring New Britain some of the best water in the state of Connecticut. Let's take some time to recap the positives and negatives of the potential water system expansion. Some immediate positives are moving current mining operations to 3,000 feet away from any home in New Britain, and also the creation of a 1,000-foot buffer zone that will never allow mining operations to be as close as they are today. Some long-term positive aspects are increased amount of Class 1 and Class 2 watershed land, 95 acres of donated land to be used as undevelopable free space, and lastly, the creation of a reservoir that would have 3 times the capacity of Shuttle Meadow Reservoir. As for negatives, I am only aware of one, and that is of the development of pristine forest land. During construction, wildlife, trees, and the earth will be disturbed. But in 40 years, we will have restored nature to its existing state. Many experts believe that man cannot restore nature and that it should remain untouched. I say to those people, tomorrow morning, drive around Shuttle Meadow Reservoir before work and take a look at the surrounding landscape and tell me, man-made beauty is impossible. Please urge our legislators to continue to move this unique and important project forward for the current residents of New Britain and the generations to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. That was very well done for your first speech. I have another point of personal privilege for Alderman Salerno.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor, through you. This is actually on behalf also of Alderman Jamie Giantonio had asked me to follow through at this point of personal privilege. It has to do with a fundraiser, and I point to the Nutmeg TV people, and it's really an interesting fundraiser because it's really about the New Britain High School Golden Hurricanes marching band, of which a number of us have some experience and affiliation with over the course of the years, including Your Honor. This is a second annual gala, and the Parents Music Association for the band has done an incredible job. I myself, as a former co-president years ago when my children were in school, know the importance of this particular organization and what they do for the band. It's an effort to obtain funding for uniforms, for instruments, and actually setting up a scholarship fund. This is their second annual. They did very, very well last time. I believe that 5 figures were realized in the last effort. It's a fun time. It's going to be held at the VFW Hall on March 5th between 6:30 and 11 o'clock. Tickets are $35 per person. There's going to be dancing and salsa and lots of food and an open wine and beer bar. So that should be a good time for everybody. We certainly encourage people. Obviously, New Britain High School Band is one of the great treasures we have in the city. It's an opportunity to go and have a good time, but also to help these young people and their efforts. The uniforms, for example, cost about $550 to $600 a piece. So to replace several hundred of those uniforms over the course of time is quite an expensive operation, and really the money is not received through our school department at that basis, and it really is done by the parents and by the young people in the group. So I urge people on March 5th to get out there. Come on out at the VFW Center and Veterans Drive. If you have any questions about that, you can see Alderman Giantonio for tickets or other members of the Parents Music Association. Thank you for your honor.
Thank you very much. Another request from Alderman Smedley.
Thank you, Your Honor. What my great friend and fellow alderman, Majority Leader Salerno forgot to mention is that I'm hosting that event. So now you have no excuse to not show up. Say it again. Yeah. Yes, I am. So that is at the VFW from 6:30, and that is on March 5th. That's the first event I was going to rise to speak about. And if you've ever been to an event where I host a raffle, it's a comedy show, so you want to come. The second event that I want to talk about is an Officer Needs Assistance event. For those of you who don't know, Sergeant John Jackman, who's a 15-year veteran of our police department, has been out of work for quite some time due to an illness that he needs to deal with. And there is a benefit scheduled on Saturday the 27th for him from 6 to 10 p.m. at General Amiglio. And I can set you up if you need information on who has tickets for that, and they are $20 in advance. So I do appreciate some support for that. And the final one is Legally Blonde. Oh, my God, you guys. There's a poster in the back, and tickets are on sale at nbhsshows.org. Please come on out. The set is kicking my butt. Thank you.
What date is that for the record?
Yeah.
Thank you. That is March 18th and 19th, 7 o'clock shows, and there's a 2 p.m. matinee. And then on the 20th, I will sleep. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. Would any other Alder person like a point of personal privilege while we're going at it? Thank you very much. I will move on to say just a few things before we welcome up Art Simonian from the Mattabassett District. There are two birthdays in the audience today. We have to acknowledge those. The first one being the one and only Adam Pokorsky from our IT department. Happy birthday, Adam. Happy birthday to you. And also celebrating her 21st birthday is my own chief of staff, Jody Latina. Happy birthday. Now I'd like to call up Art from the Mattabassett District to give us a brief presentation.
Good evening. I'm Arthur Simonian from the Mattabassett District. I'm the executive director. I do have some handouts if I could give it to the clerk.
Todd will take care of that.
I wanted to come in here. I started with Mattabassett back in June. I was a former public works director in Berlin and took over when the former executive director retired. But I thought it was important that we come to the town to talk a little bit about the budget process and also about the Middletown funds that were deposited into Mattabassett's accounts when Middletown got admitted as a member. And so I'm going to each of the other two constituent towns as well to talk a little bit about that process. But just while the letter and the spreadsheet's being passed out, I'll just go over some facts and figures, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that we have members of our directors with us here today as well. John Dunn is our board, is our chairman, Timothy Stewart, Peter Santarelli, and Mary Morocco is here as well. And I know Tim was around. I think he is still back there. Thank you, Tim. So just some facts about when Middletown came on board, there was an admission fee that was developed as part of what they call the Special Act 11-15. And as part of the admission of Middletown, Middletown had to pay an admission fee of $13 million that was approved in the Special Act of July 2011. The funds were deposited into an escrow account, and those funds were remaining in that escrow account until Middletown officially got accepted, first adopted by the charter revisions in October 2013 by New Britain, and then Mattabassett final acceptance in February of 2014. The funds from Middletown are utilized to help offset the assessments to each of the constituent towns. New Britain, Berlin, and Cromwell each get an assessment, and that happens annually. And this $13 million is actually drawn down each year over the course of the next 19 years to help offset that assessment. The reason 19 years was picked is that there's a Clean Water Fund loan that's about $80 million that's being paid, and this fund is to help help reduce those impacts to those respective towns and cities. So there's an amortization schedule that's attached to the letter that is being passed around, and that talks about, and I'll just show you, for example, if you flip to the second page, the highlighted year, fiscal year 2016-17, there's a credit of $701,842 applied to the New Britain assessment. And even after that assessment's applied this year, it still shows there's a balance of the assessments of $6.963 million that is remaining to be utilized for that credit for the next 18 years. So the total allocation of the credits that New Britain will receive over the course of the next 19 years is $8.4 million. Berlin will receive $2.2 million. Cromwell will receive $1.33 million. And MDC will receive $1.067 million. So those funds, again, are calculated in the assessments. We have our budget process that we go through that both the Finance Board and the Board of Directors approves. They see these figures. It's actually calculated in the letters that we send out for the assessments each year in end of February, early March, and we'll actually indicate what that assessment is and what that credit is for there. In addition, I want to talk a little bit about the budget process. I know there's some new council members here as well, and I'll try to keep it relatively high level. But the budget process involves our finance committee and then obviously our board as well. Finance committee met actually three times this year, and our board actually heard about the budget twice, and they did actually adopt it at their last meeting. So it has been advertised into the papers. The operation budget, which is the most significant part of our budget, saw about a 3.8% increase over fiscal year 2016. That's about a $285,000 increase. Most of that is really driven by electricity, salaries, health insurance, and retirement benefits. There's also about $140,000 in line item reductions as well. So besides those increases, we're able to offset some of that with line item reductions by looking harder at some of the figures that were in there from last year. The capital improvement budget, which is in addition to the nitrogen upgrade project that I mentioned, had about a $538,000 increase this year, and that's for replacing things like pumps. Some of our pumps are quite older, and we do have to replace those that often, and also doing some other plant and equipment upgrades that are needed. Debt service, which is for the Clean Water Fund loan project, that actually saw about a $5.5 million hit to the budget, and that, again, is to take care of the Clean Water Fund loans. That's probably the single largest driver of the budget increase for this year, is that Clean Water Fund loan, which we did some creative things to help reduce that interest over the next 19 years. We paid down about a $3 million of principal early to help reduce that interest over the course of the next 19 years, so that will help over that time. So once Middletown is on board, even though they're a member of Mattabassett at this point, they're still building a new sewer pump station that'll be connected into Mattabassett. And once that project is complete, I've done some preliminary calculations, and based on current flows, and this obviously could change in the future, but based on current flows, New Britain would see a drop in their allocation from 61% to 49% of the overall budget of Mattabassett. So you New Britain pays based on what they call the reserve capacity of the plant. That's actually a fixed million gallons per day capacity. And also they pay based on the five-year average flow. That's how the assessments are set up for the constituent towns. and that assessment is calculated every 5 years as far as that average flow. We run it every year for the budget, but the assessment and that five-year average is recalculated. So once Middletown comes on board, which we expect will happen hopefully by 2019 or sooner, with the construction of their pump station, that'll have a positive impact on the other remaining three towns. So with that, that concludes my short presentation, but I wanted to give you just a brief overview of the budget process, generally how it works. Mattabasset is the third largest plant in the state of Connecticut, not the United States yet. We handle on average of about 6.6 billion gallons of flow a year. And some of that is infiltration, as most people probably heard that term, which is basically pipes that leak water, groundwater, or stormwater. On a night like this, we see our flows go up quite a bit. So I know New Britain and some of the other communities are starting to take some proactive approach to reduce that, which will help reduce the overall budgets in the future as well.
Thank you, Art. Do any of the council members have any questions? Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. First thing I'd like to actually do is thank Mr. Simonian for being here tonight. This is my seventh year on the council, and I think it's the first time that the executive director has actually come to this council. So thank you very much for that. And in that time, I have seen our budget for the Mattabasset continue to increase and expand and increase and expand. Can you talk to me? You mentioned just a moment ago that 61% of the budget is actually charged to New Britain of your total budget. The water flow and all of that, I mean, we have, with all the improvements that we have been doing to our systems, is it not true that less and less water is actually going to Mattabasset? Can you enlighten us a little bit about that?
Sure. The water flow, to reduce the overall budget, it's more than just reducing the total flow that goes to the plant. It's also a ratio of what your flow is compared to the rest of the community's flows as well, because we have a budget that we have to operate the plant at. And as towns and cities reduce their overall flow, yes, that does help reduce our operating costs each year and reduces our chemical and electricity usage. But there's also fixed costs that we have to carry every year between electricity and salaries and running the plant itself. So that variable cost that goes with the flow does come down. The last couple of years, we've seen larger increases, both, you know, not only just for New Britain, but also Cromwell and Berlin, mostly because they were building up some capital reserves to pay that Clean Water Fund project. And not only were we paying this year, but we had to pay a 1/20th payment of about $10 million this year as part of whenever you get a Clean Water Fund loan, you have to make an initial payment of 1/20th of the principal. So that's why some of those increases have been occurring. I'm confident that we'll start seeing at least some leveling of the budget potentially and maybe some reductions once Middletown comes on board as well. So, and I'm obviously working with my board and also our finance committee on looking at capital improvements to see where we could trim things and look for more energy improvement things that we could get as well. So those are some things we're trying to do to reduce budgets and cut down the costs.
Yeah, it's So what I haven't been able to figure out is, I think when I first joined the council, we were around that $2 million mark, and it's almost tripled in terms of what we pay to the Mattabasset over those years. I mean, when you're talking about $6 million and plus, and it just, I have a hard time understanding, we're using less and less services of the Mattabasset, but our budget continues to go up, and it just doesn't seem that, I understand what you said, it just boggles my mind that those two just don't seem to jive. Less service, but more of the budget, and almost a tripling in the last 6 years is something that every year when I get that letter that tells me how much of the budget is ours, and I compare it to the past year, it's just huge increases. And I'm hoping that with Middletown, which was a very tough, very difficult deal for me to swallow, because we also lost seats on the board. And we are now not in the position. I mean, we have 61% of the budget, folks, but we have less than half of the seats on the board. By the way, sir, that's not directed to you.
Sure.
That was the act that was done by in the State House, and it was the act that we had to take it or leave it kind of thing. But I mean, we went from, I believe, a majority plus one of the board, and now we're down to five seats. So it's very hard for me, and that's why I voted for some of the people that we sent to the board this time, because I know they will be advocates for the city of New Britain. But it's just, this is very difficult for me, and it's been something that has been on my mind for many, many years. What I think is troubling. It's troubling. But I know you're new to this position, and I've heard nothing but good things about you, sir. And so I want to thank you again. Thank you for being here, and I just needed to voice my feelings on how this has been a very difficult issue for me to not speak up about before, because it's been troubling me for quite a long time. Thank you, Mr. Simonian.
Thank you, Alderman Carlozzi. Would any other alder person like to address? Thank you very much for coming.
Okay, thank you
very much. Thank you. So hard to not make a joke that they have a real crappy job. Oh, sorry, I had to. it's there. It's up. It's ripe for the taking. On to approval of the minutes, Alderman Salerno.
Yes, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt the minutes of the regular meeting dated January 27, 2016.
Seconded by Alderman Salvio. Any changes?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Amendments to the agenda.
No. Sorry.
Oh,
we're on the minutes.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Anyone have any changes to the minutes? No one saw anything that struck them. Okay. All those in favor of the approval of the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Now, amendment to the agenda. Alderman Salerno.
Yes, minutes. There are two amendments to the agenda. If you would, I'd like to make a motion to have a substitute item number 2 and an additional item number 5.
Okay.
Number 2 is just some clerical changes in that particular resolution.
Got it. So substitute 2, addition number 5. Do I have a second on
that? Second.
Seconded by Alderman Sanders. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderperson Smedley.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Hargraves.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Polkowski.
Yes.
Rosado.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Sanders.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
13-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. Motion carries. On to petitions, Mr. Clerk.
Yes. We have two, Your Honor.
Okay.
First one is from Alderman Hargraves. Please conduct a traffic study on Halsey Road. Residents have complained of excessive speeding, putting many pedestrians and children that walk to school at risk.
Thank you very much. We're going to send that to police.
Okay. The second one is from Alderman Naples.
Wait, can you go back? What was the street again?
Halsey.
That one, I just want to say for record, that came in as a Facebook request. So if the woman who put that through our Facebook page, through our City of New Britain Facebook page is watching, thank you for using the 21st century. We want to encourage more of that. This is how we get business done, so thanks. All right, sorry.
No photos, though. The second one is from Alderman Naples. Please check and repair or replace parking restriction signs on Carlton Street between Eddie Glover Boulevard and Allen Street.
Eddie Glover and Allen. We'll send that to Public Works, please.
That's it, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you very much. On to the consent agenda, Alderman Salerno.
Yes, Your Honor. I would like to make a motion for all items A through I to be accepted on consent.
A through I.
Second.
Do I have a second? Alderman yep. Davis. All consent agenda needs to be a roll call vote. Mr. Clerk.
Alderperson Smedley.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Hargraves.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Polkowski.
Yes.
Rosado.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Sanders.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
13-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. Motion carries. On to resolution number 1, Alderman Polkowski.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 1.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Hargraves.
Thank you, Your Honor. And this is a resolution in regards to the Little Poland Festival that will be taking place April 24th, 2016, between the hours of 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. This is to obtain a license for that festival. Just so everyone is aware, Broad Street will be closed from Gold Street to Washington Street. And it will also include a closure on Grove Street from Orange to Lyman Street. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt and urge acceptance.
Thank you, Alderman. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 2, Alderman Salerno.
Yes, Your Honor. This is a resolution I'd like to move for to accepting and referral to the appropriate committee. It's a resolution to take a look at amendment of the Code of Ordinances regarding certain fees.
Seconded by Alderman Naples. Which committee are you referring to?
I believe Administrative Finance and Law. Yes.
So the motion is to accept and refer to Administration, Finance, and Law, seconded by Alderman Naples, and we'll open the floor for discussion. That's on you.
Okay. This particular ordinance change, we'll look at some fee changes, but also taking a look at opening up some fee opportunities in terms of food vendors or food trucks, possibility to encourage those kinds of, if you will, rolling establishments to be able to be part of our community, to be part of the brand new downtown area and the variety of other developments in the city. So, and I urge a referral to the appropriate Administrative Finance and Law.
Thank you very much. We look forward to the discussion there. Our ordinances right now prevent food trucks from being in the downtown area. That's the purpose for that. All those in favor of the referral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Resolution number 3, Alderman Carlozzi.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt a resolution number 3. Accept and adopt on this one or referral? Accept and adopt resolution number 3.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Collins.
Thank you, Your Honor. So this over here is the this has to do with the Capital Regional Council of Governments, and we are looking, hold on a second, there's an incentive grant program on behalf of the council members, and the following is the taking part in the project proposal for insurance and anchor institution and neighborhood engagement, and this basically allows, this is going to give the mayor the opportunity to enter into these agreements, and it's a regional performance incentive program. The proposal is authorized the mayor to sign all necessary agreements and take all necessary actions to allow the city's participation. I don't believe there's any cost to the city for this. Correct?
Correct.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you very much, Alderman. This is basically just pro forma resolution that was given to us as a member of the Capital Region Council of Government. All of the towns that are members of CROG have to pass the same exact resolution, just allowing us to enter into the agreements with CROG so CROG can pursue these projects on behalf of their member towns. Thank you. Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Now I can go back to CROG with good news, so we're not the last ones. Yeah. Resolution number 4 goes to Alderman Naples.
Your Honor, I move to accept and refer resolution number 4.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salvio.
All right, this concerns the annual Holy Cross Church Bazaar and Carnival this year to be held June 16th to 18th, 2016. They're seeking a...
Sorry, Alderman, for the record, can you just clarify which committee you're referring this to?
License Committee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just for the record.
This Bazaar Carnival every year held this year, it's June 16th to 18th, 2016. Past years, they had raised a lot of money for one particular corner, which was a dunk tank that Alderman DeFranzo participated in. I don't know if he's going to be available, come out of retirement for it or not, but hope so. I urge referral.
Thank you. I successfully avoided going in that dunk tank the last time because although I made a promise to Alderman DeFranzo that I would do so, I really hope you're not watching right now. Sorry. Any further questions or comments on the motion to refer? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And resolution number 5 goes to Alderman Smedley.
Your Honor, make a motion to accept and refer to the Committee on Admin, Finance, and Law, resolution number 5.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Rosato.
And quickly, this is an amendment to the ordinance for calling notice to procedure for calling notice to members for our meetings, and we're adding a bullet that will allow council members to waive their right to a printed version of the meeting minutes and agenda, and you can submit your waiver to the clerk, and at which point you will receive your documents electronically, which is very exciting for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alderman. Another great discussion to be had in committee. Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. Through you to our Corporation Counsel.
Okay.
So we had a little discussion, and I wanted to point out this is Section 2.24, which talks about warrants for special meetings and the notice of such special meetings. The Article C, which we're adding, also brings in regular and special meetings. And for the record, currently right now all of our council packages, whether it's a regular meeting or a special meeting, are hand-delivered to us by the city. This Section 2.24 does not mention anything about that requirement that's been in practice ever since I've been on the council and even before that. So to our Corporation Counsel, is this the only section of the ordinances that needs to be addressed to remove that requirement that's been in practice, or that, to remove what's been in practice, I should say, for years and years and years?
Yes, Alderman. As far as I know, the requirement with respect to delivery by police messenger is only applicable to notices of special meetings under the ordinances. There's an ordinance, Section 2-24, that requires delivery by mail 24 hours in advance of the notice or by police messenger. I don't know of any charter or ordinance provision that requires hand delivery for regular meetings. And that may be a practice of the city, but I think that practice may be suspended immediately. However, it would continue with respect to the special meetings because of the ordinance provision. So we're just going to obviate the need for that by way of this ordinance change here.
Thank you. So that's something, again, that has bothered me for a long time, trying to figure out why we were always getting these packages delivered to our home by a member of the police force. Mm-hmm. We were taking police resources and having them deliver 15 council packages. And I never quite understood, but it was always, well, it's in the ordinance. And, again, there was never any spot in the ordinance that I was able to find that said that. So I think, we will discuss this in the meeting, but I think for those who do not wish to have a package delivered for special meetings and or regular meetings, it almost seems like maybe regular meetings doesn't even need to be put in there, but we can talk about that at the committee meeting. I just wanted to address that there really isn't any ordinance for what's been used in the past for so long of this delivery by police officers. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thanks, Alderman. Any further discussion on the referral? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Made by Alderman Sanders, seconded by Alderman Salerno. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned at 8:40 p.m. Have a great night, everybody.